I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
All right, everybody, let's talk about pricing again. So we're going to talk about three things, basically. I want to talk to you about generating a profit with your pricing, generating recurring revenue with the structure of your client relationships, and then making sure that your clients get a good return on investment. So those are like the three components that I want to focus on with regard to pricing, and also to sort of debunk a couple of myths on various other ways to price projects that don't really help you and certainly don't really help your clients either. So I'm Lee Blue and founder of Double Stack, and happy to be back in the mix talking to you about these things. And I put together a pricing calculator that I'm going to share with you here in just a minute, so you can actually go and kind of put some numbers in for your own projects and figure out, you know, how the project shapes up based on the three things that we were just talking about, based on the profit for you, based on the profitability for your client, and making sure that you get recurring revenue into the mix as well. So let's start, though. Let's start by talking about some bad ways to do the pricing, or not necessarily bad in the sense that it's you're a bad person or whatever, but just bad in the sense that it doesn't really give you the recipe for a profitable experience for either you or your client. It's like the old way of doing pricing. And what I'd like to do today is kind of take everybody from that old way of doing pricing and kind of move us into this new way, which is actually going to be better for everybody, where everybody wins. And there's a couple of underlying concepts behind this. Like the old way of pricing is really rooted in software development more so than it is web design. And I've got a ton of experience in both types of projects and have been doing this for almost 20 years. And software development projects and web design projects used to be treated the same way in terms of the pricing and the proposal structure and kind of pitching the whole concept to the client. And it was really client-oriented or client-driven or client-led, as opposed to being led by you as a business consultant. For example, even today, software development and pitching software development projects has really kind of continued along the same road, whereas web design has kind of branched off. And the way that you price web design projects today is significantly different, fundamentally, really at the core, different from software development projects. But everybody tends to kind of just stick to the software development mindset, even though they're pricing out web design projects or digital marketing projects, those types of things. And really, the ultimate difference is who's leading the project. And with software development, generally speaking, what you do as a contractor going in to solve somebody's problem with a software development project. Like, for example, I built like an electronic medical record system platform. I did bioterrorism for the United States government, so that was a huge project. Different types of e-commerce projects. Those types of like software development projects are really different. Let's take VitalKey. VitalKey was the name of the electronic medical record platform that we built. And the idea, and this was a few years, like almost started almost like 10 years ago when we first started building the project. And the idea was kind of like, hey, let's put your medical records in your pocket, sort of like the old iPod slogan. And but the overarching problem that we were solving was not only a patient-oriented problem, like how do you make sure that you always have updated medical records, but also a provider problem, like the doctors themselves. Like they wanted to be able to have access to an individual's patient's medical records and get a holistic view of what was going on with their patient's life, especially if they were a specialist doctor. So they wanted to see the primary care doctor notes. They wanted to see the oncologist notes. They wanted to see your blood work. And if you're diabetic, you know, that impacts things. And you wanted to be able to see all of those types of things. So anyway, with the software development project, what you end up doing is you bring your set of skills as a software developer, and you start interviewing the client to find out what types of things that you can help streamline and make more efficient and make more profitable and those types of things. And so you start interviewing the client to find out, hey, tell me what's going on in your current workflow. And hey, it's good to see you, Jim. High five to you. And what are some other things that you can do to add value? Like what are things that you can do to reduce medical errors, which is the whole point of this whole platform, to make sure that more doctors have more access to more stuff, which hopefully results in fewer medical errors or misdiagnoses or unnecessary multiple diagnoses. For example, like if you did blood work with your primary care physician and, you know, maybe you didn't need to do the exact same test when you went in to see your thyroid specialist, your endocrinologist, because, you know, you could just use the same results. And of course, blood work, is that's not that big of a deal. It's not that expensive. But if it's like some big scan, like a CT scan or something like that, that does suddenly make a big difference, you know, financially and all other ways. So what you do as a software developer is you begin to interview the client and find out what's going on in their business. And then they tell you what the problems are. And then you say, okay, well, here are some solutions that can kind of smooth out all of that stuff. But the problem is we're still treating web design in that same way, where we're asking the client to kind of pave the road or whatever. You're asking the client to at least lead the way with what they want. You know, like how many pages do you need? How, you know, who are you trying to reach? You know, what are some things that are finally retired and listening enthusiastically? Hey, Joni, it's good to see you. And so with web design, though, you don't need to be asking your clients those types of things. And instead, in fact, like the whole point of this building high-value WordPress sites group, and really the whole point behind DoubleStack too, is to kind of raise us up as like high-value consultants that can already see the big picture and really lead our clients down a path for better success, as opposed to trying to extract from the client what they want, and then we just kind of implement the things that make their lives better. So it's a really fundamental shift with regard to mindset. But it's really important, because if you're trying to sell web design at these high ticket rates, and by high ticket rates, I mean charging at least $3,000, more like $3,000 to $5,000 for that initial website build, and then getting your client onto a retainer for around $1,000 per month to do ongoing, you know, business development with them, which would include both marketing and technical stuff too. Like that tends to be the structure, which means that you're going to be asking your clients to pay like 15 grand a year from one client. And, you know, most people are charging like $1,500. So this is like a tenfold increase in your pricing, but it totally works. I mean, it's absolutely possible. In fact, just last week, I sent out 2 DoubleStack trophies. These things, we talk about these from time to time. And these are the trophies that I literally mail out when a DoubleStacker lands a 5-figure client. So if you get a client and they pay you over 10 grand, then you get the trophy. And I sent out 2 of them last week. So it's absolutely a structure that works, and it doesn't take very long to do all of these, to kind of make the shift, but it's a fundamental mindset change. And so I put together this web design pricing calculator to begin to help people figure out how is their pricing really playing out? Is it a good investment or a bad investment for them? Is it a good investment or a bad investment for the client? You know, those are all things that need to kind of play into it. And so what ends up happening is that a lot of times people will start pricing their project, like the traditional web design structure for pricing a project tends to revolve around 3 things. How much time is it going to take me to do the work? What kind of costs are involved with delivering the work? And, you know, some people try to get fancy and say, well, maybe I'll value price my projects. And then they try to figure out what the value of the project is, but in a very isolated scope, in the sense that it's not that comprehensive view. And so but most of the time, when somebody says, you know, how much is it going to cost to build you a website? Most of the time, the primary factor that people put into the equation is, how long is it going to take me to build the site? Right. And so if you think, well, that's something I can probably put together in 10 hours, and you think maybe you can charge $100 an hour or something like that, then my agency lost their minds when they saw your calculator. Genius. Awesome, Jim. So Jim's already checked out the calculator. That's awesome. So and I'll give you a link to it in just a minute. But the time thing, the whole time concept of charging for projects doesn't take the full scope into account. I mean, you obviously have to keep track of how much time you're spending so you know what your costs are, but that's just one element of the overall thing that kind of goes into the overall calculation that goes into what the project is all going to be about. Yep, Jim just shared it. So there it is. So that's the web design pricing calculator. And let's talk about kind of the things that kind of go into it. Jim just shared the link in the comments, so feel free to check that out while we're talking. But there's like 3 main things that kind of go into the idea. One is just to make sure that you're covering your costs. and making a profit. And so that's where the time factor comes in. Like, you want to know how much time is going to be involved in implementing all of the things. But not just time, but also other costs too. Like, are you going to outsource like logo development or something? Like I don't do graphic design. I don't do logos. I just can't do, my brain just doesn't make logos. But I can recognize if it looks good. I'm just not capable of creating it. It's like the whole color palette thing. It's like, it's just too much. So what I do is I just outsource the logo development, like the double stack logo. I went to 99 Designs. I said, hey, here's the kind of the concept I want and the logo. And $499 later, I've got a logo and a thing for different YouTube channel headers and Facebook headers and all the other stuff for like $500. I was like, awesome. That's totally worth it. There's no way that I could do it in 5 hours myself or whatever. So let's just outsource that. But that's part of the costs. So like, if you're doing that for a client, that's part of the cost. Other people are really good at that kind of stuff, but they don't want to do, hey, it's Alan. Good seeing you, Alan. And Alan loves the calculator too. Awesome. So other people who are really good at web design and so forth, maybe they don't want to do the coding, but maybe they want to create a special web design theme or something like that. And so they, you know, get up, you know, open up Photoshop or something like that and create a really awesome design. And then they just outsource the coding. And then they just get, you know, somebody, you know, sends them back all the code for a custom theme based on their Photoshop file. So that's another cost. And so just think through, what's your business structure? Like, what are the things that you're going to be doing? How long are those things going to be taking you? And when you're working on that, what's kind of the hourly rate you want to be making? Not that you have to publish an hourly rate on your website or even to tell it to anybody, but just when you're thinking through, well, if I'm sitting down at my computer and I'm going to do work, then I want to make sure I'm making at least $85 an hour, something like that. And so if that sounds like a rate, whatever your rate is, you know, kind of insert that into the mix too and figure out what all the different pieces are, so you get the cost. But then you also want to figure out, well, what happens after I launch the website, right? So you have, hey, it's Chris Reagan. Hey, good to see you, Chris. What a great day. Everybody's showing up and saying hello. I love it when people leave comments, because now I can see that you're here and, you know, high five everybody. So that's great. So when it comes to figuring things out with regard to all this pricing stuff, there's a couple things you want to know, right? So you want to know what your costs are going to be, but you also want to know what happens after you launch the site. So there's two components to the relationship. There's what I refer to as like the pre-launch side, you know, where you're doing that initial build, and that's going to be the website, sourcing any photography you need, making sure that you've got good copy, hooking up any sort of digital marketing tools that you might need for email marketing and list building and all that kind of stuff, and like just setting the stage for a lot. It might even include things like front loading a podcast with a few pre-recorded episodes, so you can kind of keep that consistent schedule. And you do that maybe before you even launch the site, right? So that way, when you do launch the site, you've got some episodes in the queue or whatever. Or if it's not a podcast, maybe it's videos on YouTube or something. Just kind of pre-record some of that stuff. So anyway, all that is to say that there's lots of stuff that you can probably do before the site gets launched. But then after the site gets launched, then what do you do after that, right? So you don't want to be in a situation where you just build the site and hand it off to the client and off they go, because that's not going to generate results for them, which is, of course, the third component to this whole thing. So you have, what do you charge before the site launch? What do you do after the site launch? So that's your recurring revenue component. And then the third thing is this a good investment for the client as well as a profitable investment for you? And so let's go through a couple of the details on how all this stuff works. So if you go over to the pricing calculator, which you know, there's a link here in the comments, and I'll share it. You just go to doublestack.net/web-design-pricing-calculator, web-design-pricing-calculator. That's the link. So doublestack.net/web-design-pricing-calculator. So it's all it was web design pricing calculator, just separated with hyphens. So all of that is to say, there's a couple of different elements that kind of go into the mix when doing the calculator. And one is like your hourly rate. Like, what do you want to be charging? Like, how much, you know, what's that going to be like for you in terms of, like, you're sitting down, you're doing work, what is that, you know, what are you going to charge for that? So pretty self-explanatory. And then the next one is estimated hours before the launch. And so this is where you think through, well, how long is it going to take me to do the work? And when you're using the calculator, just give it your honest best guess as to what you think it might be. You know, just don't pad the hours. And I'll talk about padding the hours in just a second. But don't pad the hours when you put them into the pricing calculator, because I'll pad the hours for you based on the calculator. Like, the calculator will do that for you. And so just say, hey, I think, you know, honest to goodness, my best absolute guess is 20 hours to do this whole project, or whatever you think, or 40 hours, 80 hours, whatever you think the hours are going to be to implement the project pre-launch, like up until you launch the site. And then we do the same thing again for what you want to do afterwards. But then there's the padding aspect. So even if you're not using the calculator, what you want to do is you want to pad your hours if you're going to be giving an estimate, because you want to make sure that you account for a certain degree of scope creep and, you know, people having new ideas. You don't want to have to nickel and dime people all the time, and unexpected things will pop up. Like, I can remember one time I had this little project that I thought was maybe a 10-hour project or whatever. And I remember, and this is back like years ago, I was using cPanel as my like hosting platform and everything. I'm using Flywheel now, so this is no longer an issue. But I remember I was trying to provision the site, and for whatever reason, it just wasn't working. It just, like, it wouldn't do. Like, I had the whole white screen of death where you, like, put the website out there and you didn't see anything. And so I was like, well, what in the world is going on? And I had to figure all that thing out, the whole thing out. It took me like 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours to kind of sort through what that problem was. And like a 2 or 2.5 hour problem on a 10-hour project, that's like 20-25% of the whole project right there. So the kind of the counterintuitive thing is you want to pad your hours by a higher percentage for smaller projects. And so what the calculator does is, like, if you've got a project that's going to be 40 hours or less, then you basically pad your hours by about 50%. So if you think it's going to be a 20-hour project, then give yourself like 10 hours of wiggle room for new ideas, for problems with provisioning the site, and, you know, just unexpected things. And the unexpected things can come from a variety of places, right? It could be just a technical glitch, like the whole cPanel thing I was just telling you about. It could be your client says, oh, you know what, I forgot, I really need, and then they fill in the blank with something they forgot to mention. Or you could just be sitting there thinking on your own, I thought it was going to be really quick to do this particular thing, but it turns out it's more involved than I thought. It could be on you, right? So give yourself some grace, you know, give yourself some freedom to wiggle around in there and not sweat every single second because you didn't account for the wiggle room. So if you have a smaller project, so I say if it's 40 hours or less, you know, pad whatever you think your best estimate is by about 50%. If it's over 40 hours, then I reduce the pad to about 33%. And again, it's like, these are just raw, rough numbers just for the sake of kind of getting you in the right ballpark. If the project's super long, then, you know, or super short or whatever, just kind of use your judgment. But keep in mind that most problems are at least an hour long. You know, like smaller projects sometimes do have smaller problems, but you never get the problem down to like a 3-minute problem or whatever. It's like, normally the problem is going to take you about an hour to figure, at least in my experience. When you come across a situation where you, oh, I need to add an extra page, or I forgot about this, or, you know, I can't, you know, for whatever reason, the DNS isn't propagating the way I thought or whatever, it usually takes about an hour. And so with that in mind, you know, if you allow for 2 or 3 little problems in a small project, that's like 20-30% just right off the bat. So small projects probably need to be padded by a higher percentage of hours than larger projects, because say you're going to do something for 200 hours. You don't think you're going to have 100 hours worth of problems. So anyway, so that's just an interesting point. So that's why when you use the pricing calculator, it pads your initial hours, if you know, by 50% if it's less than 40 hours, by 33% if it's over that. So that kind of gives you some space for some scope creep in there. And then we get down to like outsourced development costs, you know, put that in the mix. Like if you're going to outsource the logo development, if you're going to outsource copywriting, if you're going to outsource photography, you know, whatever it is that you're outsourcing, make sure that you put that into the mix as well. And then any cost of materials that you might need, like if you have to buy something for the project, software licenses, plugins, or any sort of one-time fee kind of things. You know, throw that into the mix. So you kind of get a sense for what your cost is going to be. And so you put all that stuff into the mix, and now you know what's going to cost you to deliver the project. And then the next thing is, okay, well, after I deliver the project, what do I need to do? And this is where you need to think through, like how many hours. Like I always recommend, don't put yourself in a position where you can only spend like an hour or two. Like give yourself at least 10 hours per month to do something for your client. And of course, that something that goes in the 10 hours, I mean, that's open to whatever the project's all about and all that stuff. But if you don't give yourself at least 10 hours, then in terms of your weekly workflow, that 10 hours shakes down to like 2 or 3 hours a week. And if you don't even have that, then you're not going to be able to do anything that generates an impact. That, you know, the client's not going to be able to see results coming from that because you haven't given yourself enough time to create those types of results. And therefore, what will end up happening is the client will cancel the retainer. They'll be like, I don't see the value. It's too expensive. I don't want to do it anymore. And this is where most people kind of run off the rails when it comes to like web design projects and so forth, because what they'll do, or WordPress projects, what they'll do is they'll sell a WordPress maintenance plan. That includes like hosting and backups and security and plugin updates and things like that, all of which are very important. You have to do that, But most people, that's all they do. That's my maintenance plan. And then, you know, most clients are like, well, I don't want to do that because what if I just had a Wix site, or what if I just was on Squarespace, or what if I did anything other than that? I don't have to pay that. It's too expensive. But you get the benefit of WordPress by doing those types of things. And the benefit of WordPress means you've got all these other things that you can bring into the mix, all these other marketing tools and platforms, and complete liberty over what your design looks like and your landing page structure and the content, and you own all the stuff, and you can adjust the hosting if you need to get faster. It's like you can do all the things in WordPress. So that's a major win above and beyond anything Wix or Squarespace can offer. But if the maintenance plan is all just technical stuff, clients aren't going to see the value there because it's not helping them achieve an immediate business outcome. It's just an expense. And you've set the stage in such a way that you don't have the time to do anything other than that. So that's why I say, hey, just go 10 hours. Never go below 10 hours if you're going to for your contracts, for your month-to-month retainers. And then if you're charging around $85 an hour, that means you're going to be charging like $850 a month. And you know, and if you have cost in that, like if you have any outsourced help or whatever, it's going to be a little more. So basically $1,000 a month. So if you've got these, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 builds and like these like $10,000 to $12,000 retainers, I mean, that's where the $15,000 comes from. And you know, we can talk about how to onboard clients and stuff like that, but like there's a fundamental shift that's gonna have to take place if you're gonna be offering $15,000 projects compared to $1,500 projects. But what we're talking about here is let's just focus on the pricing for today. And if we want to talk about client onboarding or how to develop your marketing that actually attracts the types of people that are looking for those high-level projects. Hey, good to see you, George. Then we can talk about that. In fact, just call me up and let's do it. Like go over to doublestack.net/call and let's get on the phone for 45 minutes and talk about, you know, your marketing and who you want to be working with and what you want to put in your projects and how all the pricing is going to shake out specifically for you. And then we can work together and actually develop a marketing plan to win those types of clients for you. So don't worry about the overall amount of the price at this point. Right now, what we're doing is we're trying to figure out just the pricing calculator overall. So we've got all the costs. Then we've got the post-launch hours. So give yourself at least 10 hours per month. Figure out what your monthly tools are going to cost you. Like, what do you need to do? Like, what tools? Like, you'll probably be using some other tools, at least an email marketing platform, maybe something to help you kind of queue up social media posts. You know, you might even be outsourcing stuff. You know, you might have monthly outsource costs as well for SEO or helping people, like maybe hire somebody to scrub a podcast for you, whatever. So maybe that's in the mix. So you kind of put all that into the mix too. And now you know what your costs are for the retainer. But then the big thing that really ties all of this together is what's the value going to be like for the client? So you know your cost for the post, the pre-launch thing and the post-launch stuff that you're going to be doing. So you know what your cost of delivery is going to be. But what sort of expected outcomes will your client have from all of this? And this is where we begin to make some major assumptions in this pricing calculator. But because it's not really intended to be like a financial model for your client's business, it's just a pricing calculator to kind of get you in the ballpark for where you need to be with whether it's a good deal, a bad deal, you know, all of these different things. So there's a couple of major assumptions, and I whittled it down to like I have an actual financial model that I'll use sometimes when I'm helping people actually build like a new business or something and try to figure out, you know, what kind of projections can they have from year one and year two. And usually it's actually broken down into quarters because years are too long. But and there's growth that happens over time. Like the first quarter, it's not so much growth because there's a lot of just initial outreach. And then by the time you get to the end of the first year, you're beginning to see a little bit of growth. And the second year, it's usually exponential from there. And, you know, it's just there's a lot that goes into an actual assessment for what it means to actually get clients and how many clients there are and what the lifetime value of those clients are going to be. But in this context, we don't need to go into, if we did that, it would take you way too long to fill out the calculator and the whole thing would be too much. So what this is, it's like just kind of ballpark it, you know, just kind of figure it out in your head what you think would be reasonable over like a 12-month spread, over the course of like 1 year. How many clients do you think that somebody might be able to get over the full year? Now, obviously, maybe they can get more clients per month on month 12 than they can on month one, but just average it all out. Like overall, like what do you think? Just in general, like based on the things that you're planning to do, put yourself in the ballpark for what you think it might what it might mean. Like, how many clients per month do you feel like your solution is going to bring in to your client? And then figure out, well, what's the value of a client for them? So then look into the context of how, like who is it going to be? Like, who are you working? Are you working with an electrician? Like, what is an electrician's, you know, what's the value of a client for an electrician? And don't just think of the initial transaction value either. Think of the lifetime value. Like, if I have an electrician, and the electrician, maybe I got introduced to the guy because he installed a garbage disposal for me, but then it turns out that I also want to run power out to my shed or something like that, and I would then go call the same electrician, and he would come out and do that service too. So I have multiple transactions because now I'm a client of that electrician. And if I like the guy, I'm probably not going to shop around for another one. And so you want to take into account the multiple transaction aspect of winning a client for somebody. It's not just the first thing. So keep that in mind, because that's going to be a big deal, especially if it's something for like a low ticket type of like a restaurant. Like, it's not just the first meal that the client comes in to eat at the restaurant. It's like, okay, how often does this person go to the restaurant, and how many friends does the guy bring, and all that kind of stuff. So there's the lifetime value aspect of the client that you want to be able to add into the mix. And so now you know two things, right? So you have how many clients per month and what's the lifetime value of each client. And so you're beginning to get a sense for how much additional revenue or how much value, like financial measurable value, you're adding to your client's business. But then also there's other ways to add value too, in addition to just winning more clients. You can also create new revenue streams, right? So it's not just winning clients. You could say, well, here are some concepts for traditionally in-person types of services that we could also offer online, and maybe that reaches a wider audience, and or maybe you take like a book or something that used to be offline and bring it online in the way of an online coaching program or something like that, and that introduces a new revenue stream. So you have all of these different things going on that can introduce more revenue into your client's business. And so so put that into the calculator. So this is value that your solution is adding to your client's business. And that's an important component, because that's part of the return on investment. It's not just new clients. It could be potential new revenue and new types of clients and all of that types of stuff too. And then the last one would be reduce cost. Like, maybe there's something that you can do that will reduce the overall burden on your client. Like, say, like a super simple one, with maybe they're currently handling all their social media, and maybe they value their time at a certain rate, and now you're going to do the social media for them. And so you just offloaded whatever that is in terms of whatever expense they determine that to be. Or maybe they've hired someone else to do something that you're now going to take on, so they're not paying that, and because now they're paying you. So you don't want to like have double counting, right? You don't want to say, hey, well, I know that you're currently working with this SEO company, but I'm also going to do SEO. So make sure that it's clear that they stop paying the other SEO company because now they've started paying you. So there's reduced cost there. But then there's also just reduced cost through other means. Like, for example, churn. Like, maybe you're able to do something that will keep your client's customers associated with them longer. So you're reducing the overall churn. For example, say you're working with a fitness coach, and the fitness coach generally works with somebody for, I don't know, 3 months, something like that. And then the client gets disinterested or stops showing up or whatever, and they get attrition. And then you put something in place where now your client is able to reach out to their fitness patients or whatever, their fitness coach people or whatever, by way of an email or a podcast or something like that, that keeps them connected longer. And now there's the reduced churn, or clients stay with them instead of 3 months, the average client stays 6 months or something. And so that's an implication of what a result would be like from working with you. So put that into the mix, because that's another source of value. So now you've got a couple of things, right? So you've got new clients and however much value that's going to be, adding additional revenue streams to their business that they hadn't even thought of before, and then reducing costs, either by bringing, by you doing stuff that they used to be doing, or you do stuff that they're already hiring someone else to do, or you're reducing churn, or maybe it's just more efficient. Like with the medical records thing before, it's like one of the things that was a big deal about that platform that we built was it saved the doctors a dramatic amount of time, because they didn't have to go look up in all these different sources for all the different records. They just had them all in one place. And so if the doctor needed to be like, man, I really need to know what this guy's vitamin D levels are and blah, 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 they could just go straight into one source for all that data, rather than having to try to fumble through paper documents and looking stuff up in filing cabinets and calling other doctors' offices to get all the information. I mean, that's just hours and hours and hours of time. And there's value to that, right? So put that into the mix. So that's a value that your clients get that is not on the surface. It's not the kind of thing that most people think about when they're considering what the value of their projects are going to be. So put all that into the mix and then hit the calculate button, and then you're going to get some results, and you'll get good. It'll tell you, like, the calculator say, hey, this is a good project, this is a bad project. And it's broken down into sections. It'll say, this is a good build, but a bad retainer. Or it's a bad build, but a good retainer. And we even have, or it's good both. Both the retainer and the build are good. And what it means, the way that it works, is it figures out, based on everything that you said about your costs and what it's going to cost you to deliver the project, and then it compares that to what the value is that you can deliver for your client, and then it weighs the two sides for you, so you can kind of see where you need to land in the middle. And there's some pricing targets that you want to hit. So, for example, and again, this is a massively simplified version of like a financial model. It's not that. It's a pricing calculator, guys. It's not a financial business model that you go get investors for and all that kind of stuff. It's a pricing calculator. It puts you in the ballpark. So there's massive simplification going on, but what you want to, so you want to hit some certain pricing targets, though. And for example, one of the targets is figure out what's the overall value of the project. And this is one of the simplifications, meaning that the way that the pricing calculator works is it says, over the course of 12 months, how much value, in all of those different ways, new clients, the value of the client, reduced costs, those types of things, how much value will it bring to your client over the next 12 months? Now, the truth is, your project will probably last longer than 12 months. You'll probably be working with the client, hopefully multiple years. And so this is a very conservative estimate of the overall value, because you're only looking at the first year. You know, what if, for example, you help somebody generate $100,000 per year and they run their business for 5 years? That's like $500,000 instead of 100 grand. So keep in mind that simplification is in the mix here, and be mindful of that when you actually see the results of the calculator. But the overall point is, just kind of, I had to do something. So I said, okay, over the first year, this is the kind of revenue that we expect to generate based on all the stuff we're doing in the solution. And that's going to be the value of the project. And you want your cost to be somewhere between 10 and 50% of the value of the overall project. And again, since we're only looking at the first year, if you thought maybe your solution would add an extra 100 grand per year to your client's business in terms of new clients, new revenue streams, and reduced costs, those types of things, then you would want to charge somewhere between $10,000 and $50,000 for your work. Huge spread, right? That's a big spread. So how do we narrow the spread? Well, you look at your costs. Well, you could say, well, there's no way I could possibly do all the things in my solution my costs are higher than $10,000. And so that will then bump up the minimum amount that the pricing calculator recommends that you charge to make sure that you cover your cost. So that makes sure that you're profitable with all of these things. But then it also takes into account, well, how much is it worth to the client? And so if your costs begin to exceed 50% of the overall project, then it's really not in the ideal target zone. It's still profitable, right? It still could be a thing where the client makes more money than they spend. But the target, like where you want, like that sweet spot, is going to be somewhere between 10% and 50% of the overall value of the project. So that's where you want your cost to be. And if the pricing calculator notices that, hey, I'm going over 50% of the value to the client, then it's going to say this is a bad deal. And so that's kind of the overall scope, like your cost, 10 to 50% of the overall value of the project. That's your total cost. So then you think, okay, well, I'm doing two things. I'm doing the initial build and I'm doing a retainer, and all of that's going to happen over the course of the year. So you want the sum, like the total of your initial build plus a year worth of your retainer, to be less than 50% of the overall value to your client for your project. And then the way that you break up, well, how much should I charge in my retainer versus how much do I charge in my initial build? You want that to be basically one-third, two-thirds. So you want the initial build to be about a third of what you charge your client, and the monthly retainer to be roughly two-thirds of what you charge your client. And so a simple breakdown of how that might look is you might charge the client $5,000 to build the project and $10,000 over the course of the year to do all of your marketing and maintenance and the retainer stuff. So that'd be $5,000 for the project, $10,000 for the retainer. That's $15,000. And then you think, okay, just as a note behind the difference that this is going to create for your business. It's like, how many clients paying you 15 grand a year do you want in order to hit whatever your income goals are? So like, what if you had four, right? What if you had four clients paying you 15 grand a year each? That's 5 grand a month for you, right? That's $60,000 per year. And you only need four clients to hit that. So you think, well, how long does it take to get four clients? Well, if you're starting from zero and you did a client a month, less than a client, like, what if you did less than a client a month over 6 months? You know, like what if you did four clients over 6 months? So that means you can go from zero to 60 grand in 3, 4, 5, 6 months, something like that. And then you think, well, over the course of a year, what if you had 7 or 8 clients? Then that would be awesome. And you'd be in the six figures and you'd only have 7 or 8 clients. And how long does it take to get 7 or 8 clients? Probably less than a year, right? So this is literally a pattern that you can implement for your own business model that gets you into the point where, okay, 7 or 8 clients making 100 grand a year, and that's profit. That's like the money that you make, because the pricing calculator is set up so that you put in how much do you want to make. Like it considers your profits, right? Not just your raw gross revenue. It's like how much you make. What do you put in the bank? And so then you think, well, wouldn't that be awesome? What would I do if I was making an extra $5,000 or $10,000 per month right now? And I only had to work with 7 or 8 clients, and I didn't have to do tons of lead generation because I'm staying with the clients that I already have. And so, you know, all of that work that you spend with blogging and, you know, doing your own podcast and going to events and all the stuff that everybody hates doing, but you do it anyway because you feel like you have to generate leads. What if you didn't have to, right? And the point behind DoubleStack and this pricing calculator and all this other stuff is to open up the door to a new structure for your business that enables you to hit dramatically higher income goals for yourself because you're generating dramatically better results for your clients, and therefore everybody wins. And it's really important to think this through, because if you're in a situation where you're only charging like $1,500 for a website or something, or even if you're charging $2,500 for a website, it's like, how many of those websites do you need to build to be able to hit the income goals that you need to be able to make the money to stay afloat and whatever? And not just stay afloat, what about to actually be happy about it, right? Like how many clients do you need to get to 10 grand a month? You know, that's a big question. So even at $2,500 projects, you're still doing one a week, you know, in the way that I see most people price their work. And that's too much. You can't as an individual person do that. You can't generate that many leads. You can't do that much work. You can't launch that many sites. You just can't. It's too much for an individual person to try to win a project every week, even if you're charging $2,500, which gets you to about 10 grand per month. So that's really the catalyst behind wanting to get together with you guys today and talk about all this stuff, is to provide a pathway that will enable you to really be successful and, you know, make that 10 grand a month on your own with a business that you can run on your own. And then if you want to scale it further, if you, instead of 7 or 8 clients, what if you want 10 or 15 clients? Well, you now have a foundation where you have residual income coming in, and you can hire on people to help you with confidence, right? Like you're not just rolling the dice hoping that next month is as good as this past month or whatever. So that's why I put all this stuff together. And the end result of the pricing calculators is going to tell you if you've got a good investment for their client, if it's a good investment for you. And as long as your costs are equal to or preferably lower than somewhere between 10 to 50% of the value of the project, then you're going to be in the good zone, right? And if your costs begin to exceed the benefits to your client, then you're kind of in the bad zone. And it'll tell you all about that stuff too. And then when you get to the point where you are kind of reading, like after you hit the calculate button and you see all the numbers for the different ranges you can charge for the initial build and the range for the monthly recurring revenue and all that stuff, then you get down into, well, here's what the price targets should be. And like, here's, you know, maybe it'll tell you that the initial build is too expensive, but the retainer is a good value. And it's like, well, here's where you really want to be with the initial build. And you can look at those numbers and be like, okay, well, how can I kind of reduce my costs up front? Like, what are some things that I can do to kind of get the cost down a little bit so that the build is good? Or you might think, maybe the things I can put into the build that weren't previously there that will then give you more and better tools to generate more of a result, to generate more clients. So you can get the client value up. And then now all of a sudden, even though the build is more expensive, the client value is significantly more because maybe you added new revenue streams, maybe you did something else, whatever. And so that will put the build back into the good category, which is of course where you want a good build, you want a good retainer. And if both of those two things are good, it means you're profitable. It means your client's getting a good return on investment. It means you've got recurring revenue coming in. All of the good things are all there. And so that's really the whole heart of this pricing calculator. So again, you can check it out. It's doublestack.net/webdesignpricingcalculator with hyphens between all the words and web design pricing calculator. So go check that out. Fill out the numbers and the whole thing. It's all just JavaScript that I wrote up for it. So it's I'm not collecting any information from you. It's all just client side stuff. So you hit the submit button and it just calculates on the fly. It doesn't submit anything to me or whatever. I don't even ask for a email address or anything like that. Now, if you want help, like if you're like, oh crap, all my deals are too low, or I don't know what to put into the monthly retainers, or I'd like to figure out some better ways to add more revenue streams, or just whatever the case may be. If you just need help figuring out how do I get more value into my projects, then let's talk about that. Like head over to doublestack.net/call and set up a time and we'll talk. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and really go through all of this stuff together. We'll figure out what you want to be charging hourly and what your different costs are. And maybe you can outsource things to certain people. Maybe I can hook you up with people that you can outsource things to or something, or whatever's going on in your business. Like I'm sure that I've been doing this forever. So let's get on the phone and talk about it to make sure that you can hit these higher income goals. And then what will happen is you've got a new business structure where you're not just the garden variety web designer who'll build websites for any old person at whatever price. And you're not just kind of begging people for work or just taking on projects that are too small just because that's all you've got or whatever. You've really got a new structure. And really, if I had to kind of boil it down to one thing, like what's the big shift here? The big shift is you're creating a business now, like an actual business for yourself. You're not just kind of doing one-off random jobs for people. And that's a really interesting thing to think about. It's like, think through where are you with your business? Like what kind of business are you building? Are you building anything that has lasting value? Like, or is it just, you're just taking on random projects? Like how are you setting yourself apart from everyone else that does the same thing that you do? Like, and if you can't do that, then there's no way you're going to be able to charge 10 times more than everybody else. Like if you're offering $15,000 projects and everybody else is offering $1,500 projects, and you're still kind of in that kind of garden variety web designer mindset, you're going to lose all your clients. You're never going to be able to do that. So that means you'll probably need to change the way that you meet with clients. It probably means you need to change the way that you write proposals. Obviously, your pricing is going to have to change, which is why I made the pricing calculator. So there's a variety of things that need to fundamentally shift. And if you feel like that's the direction you want to go, let me help you with it, right? Let's get together and get this to happen for you and get you one of these things. How awesome would it be to get a 10K trophy, right? Get into the Double Stack five-figure family. And you can do it in like a couple weeks. Like the most recent Double Stacker that I just onboarded, I probably shouldn't say her name, just out of privacy or whatever. But she and I started working together less than three, like two and a half weeks ago, something like that. And she just landed a $22,000 project in 2 weeks, right? Biggest project ever. And it's awesome. We worked on it together. It's a really great project, really great client. And of course, I think might be the fastest time anyone ever got the five-figure family trophy. I don't know, but it's certainly really quick. Wouldn't it be awesome to land a $22,000 project sometime in the next week or two, right? And you can do it. It's like this is the start of the whole thing. Really getting your mind around a different type of value for your business and a different type of value for your client. And so check out the pricing calculator. Go over to doublestack.net/webdesignpricingcalculator. Fill out those numbers. See how you feel about the results that come out of that. And then if you want to talk a little bit more about how we can actually get the value up for your projects and what does it really mean? Like, how do you fundamentally shift your business structure to this level? I mean, this is literally like 10 times more than what people charge, right? So that has some major implications with a lot of the different moving parts of your business. So let's get on the phone and talk about it so that you can actually put this into light, real life, and kind of get these kind of results going for you. So to talk to me after you check out the pricing calculator, then go to doublestack.net/call. And you'll see my calendar pop up, pick a time that works for you. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and then we'll bring all this stuff to life for you. And we'll talk about pricing, but marketing is another thing, right? So like, say you go through this pricing calculator and you're like, okay, all these prices make sense, but how do I find clients with a $15,000 budget? Like, as opposed to a $15 budget, right? Like the people that are just shopping around for a Wix website, you know, they're thinking 15 bucks. You're thinking 15,000 bucks, right? So how do you shift that? Like, how do you attract a different caliber of client? So that's probably going to be the next step. But then after you attract the client, then how do you actually win the client when you're offering things that are probably 10 times more expensive than they're expecting when they first call you? So so anyway, that's the plan for us. Check out the pricing calculator. If you like what you see there or you want some help with your projects or whatever, give me a call. Go over to doublestack.net/call. And again, if, I don't know if you're new to the group or anything like that. That's actually my personal calendar. It's like you and I specifically, it's not like you're going to talk to somebody else. It's like you and me get on the phone, which means I only have a limited number of spaces, right? I can only take so many calls during the day. So usually I have two or three spots throughout the day that you can pick from and whatever. So head over there right now, pick a time slot that's going to work well for you. And then we'll get on the phone and, you know, bring all this stuff to life for your business. So awesome, guys. A little bit longer today than normal, but went over a ton of really cool stuff. I hope you found it helpful. Again, if you have other questions and you want to kind of continue this conversation, you know, just keep putting stuff into the comments section there. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. And hopefully, you know, the best thing to do is let's just get on the phone and talk about it. So go over to doublestack.net/call. You'll find my calendar, book a time that works for you, and I'll see you then. Awesome. High five to you. Take care.